had a lot of old worthless things that you were going to throw away, mm-hmm. what would you call that sort of stuff? You say it's not good anymore, it's just
junk.
Okay.
You call that junk.
And a place where you could store things, maybe a room where you could store things that you don't know what to do with.
Mm-hmm.
You call that room a...
Oh, you'd call that a storage.
Okay.
That's what you do. You call that a storage room.
And if her house was all dirty, a woman might say, I have to... My house is in a big mess, I have to... Do what?
Clean it.
Okay.
Or whitewash it or paint it or something.
Uh-huh. And the thing that she'd sweep with would be a...
A broom?
And say if the broom was in the corner, and the door is open, so the door's sort of hiding the broom.
Hmm.
You say the broom is...
Behind the door, huh?
And, you know, in some houses they have boards on the outside of the house like this.
Hmm.
They lap over each other, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You call that... Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, what you call it? No, I don't know.
Do you ever hear clapboard or weatherboarding or...
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you see, my broom don't hang, go behind the door. I have a place to hang my brooms.
Uh-huh. What about...
I hangs my brooms and mops.
Uh-huh.
I hangs them.
Uh-huh.
Out on my back porch.
You have a back porch at this
Yeah,
house?
I have a back porch. And I hangs my brooms back there.
Mm-hmm. And say if the door was open and you didn't want it to be, you'd ask somebody to...
To close?
Okay. Or another word you could use instead of close it, you could say...
Shut the door.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, some houses are brick, you know,
mm-hmm.
but then there's some houses where instead of being brick on the outside,
mm-hmm.
they'd be built like this, you know,
mm-hmm.
with this board going on, one board fitting over on
top. That's weatherboarding.
Okay.
Weatherboarding, that's what you call that, because I have it out there.
And, say years ago, on Monday, if women would gather up the clothes and go do the...
Wash.
Huh?
Wash.
Uh-huh.
On Mondays.
What about on Tuesdays?
Iron them. If they got any, iron them.
Uh-huh. What about nowadays? If you wanted, say a bachelor wanted his shirts done, he could send them to the...
To the laundry.
Do people used to use that word laundry much?
Mm-mm. Yeah, they used to use it to the laundry.
Uh-huh.
Because we used to have... they didn't have cleaners like... They had the... Because I used to take shirts every Monday to the laundry. But they had a place uptown, Miss Delacroix used to have me to carry about 5 or 6 shirts up there on a Monday to the, you call them the Chinese
mm-hmm.
laundry.
Mm-hmm.
That's right, the Chinese laundry. And I used to have to take them up there
uh-huh.
and go and get them.
Do people say, I have to do my laundry, or would they say, I have to do my washing, or...
Well, they say, I have to do my laundry, and I have to... Some of them say washing, and some say laundry.
Uh-huh.
Because I always say, I've got to do my washing.
Uh-huh.
That's what I say.
And if you wanted to hang up a picture, you'd take a nail and a...
And a hammer.
And put the nail in.
That's right.
So you'd say, I took the hammer and I...
That's right.
And I what?